I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, I don't know how everyone else knows this, but somehow the Browns don't know this. Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Zach Gelb in for Perloff. Today, final day with Zach Gelb, but we're going to have a really good time, although we do have to talk about the Browns quarterback situation, which is so confusing, Zach, and good morning to you. A couple things here. So the depth chart came out. After the first preseason game, Shedeur Sanders still fourth on the depth chart, so buried behind Joe Flacco, although we get that. Then two injured players, or hurt, maybe not injured, two hurt players in Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, and then Shedeur. And what I'm hearing out of Cleveland is that maybe Shedeur has closed the gap on Dylan Gabriel, but damn, what do you have to do to get QB3 around there? And what I think is getting people a little upset about this or riled up or what have you is because I think the Browns don't understand a couple things. Number one, Shador's
quarterback.
Well, that's the Browns historic. Years. Yeah, that's more than just Stefanski, though, but fair. Shador's fan base is far beyond Cleveland. And the interest in Shedeur, this is not a local story. It's a national story because Shedeur and because of Dion and all of that. Secondly, the messaging on this has been way off from the beginning. So stop me if you've heard that before with the Browns. They said this was an open quarterback competition. Well, does it feel like an open quarterback competition? And then thirdly, I would say this. You know, the Browns, I guess, are the type of team that don't put a lot of stock into the preseason games. It's all about the practices, the joint practices, and what you see behind the scenes. Well, we don't see any of that. We don't get Shedeur in a meeting room. We don't get Shedeur in these, you know, we're getting like dribs and drabs here. So the public can only go off the preseason game where he looked really good. So basically what I'm saying is the Browns feel like they've been botching this thing left and right because they are not sharing anything with the public, even though the public is demanding answers about why Shedeur keeps getting pushed down the depth chart.
Let me put my watch to the camera and just say this. Yeah. This is an illegitimate quarterback competition. We all know Joe Flacco is going to win it.
Yep.
I have zero problems with Joe Flacco winning it. But if you want to do what's in the best interest of your team, and I know it's only the 12th day of August in the year of 2025, and we're a month away from the start of the regular season, you cannot be starting or having as your second or third string quarterback Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett. The only people that want to see Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett are their relatives. Shedeur Sanders.
A lot of people in Oregon. Good morning, Oregon.
Yeah, you know what?
Good evening.
Oregon will quickly forget about Dylan Gabriel, if we're just going to be honest. They'll have 7,000 other quarterbacks, and they'll love them. And Dylan Gabriel, as good as he wasn't Marcus Mariota. But you look at Dylan Gabriel and also Kenny Pickett. They're not better than Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
And all I want is Shedeur to have a chance, and it should be based off of merit. And right now, Kenny Pickett's hurt. Dylan Gabriel's hurt. You talk about how we don't get to see a lot. Well, the reporters that do get to see things, like Zach Jackson and Dow Ryder, they've all said that Dylan Gabriel doesn't look like an NFL quarterback or anywhere close to being an NFL quarterback. So here would be my question. If I was a Cleveland Browns beat reporter, if I was in the locker room.
Or a fan.
Kevin Stefanski. I'd ask him straight up, Why isn't Shador Sanders bare minimum your second string quarterback right now? And I would love to see the way that he stutters through that answer.
Yeah, it would be hard to defend. Again, I know they want Pickett to be a thing. They've wanted him. They went right after him in the offseason. They traded for Kenny Pickett. I mean, Howie Roseman of the Eagles strikes again. But they traded for Kenny Pickett, and the fact that he has basically just not been a factor in this quarterback competition, because I believe he's missed 8 11-on-11 sessions. And if you can't move around an 11-on-11, I'm sorry, the 7-on-7s don't really do a ton for me.
And I was listening to 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, because Ken Carmen is always energetic.
Love
and
Ken guy.
and Anthony Lima were screaming Super Bowl, Super Browns after the first preseason game performance from Shador Sanders.
Well, that seems like pretty level-headed.
Well, that's what they do always. Yeah. A quarterback.
What does Vegas say? They give a 5-game win total?
A quarterback has a pulse, and those two guys, that's what they end up saying.
But I get it. That's how desperate they are.
But why I bring them up is Joe Thomas, I guess, does the preseason games for the Browns, and he was saying it doesn't even look like Kenny Pickett's going to be back this week.
Right.
So how can this guy be number two in the quarterback competition if he can't get his ass on the field?
Yeah, 888-710-4ISN if you want to weigh in, if you're frustrated about this as well. Because again, Shador's fan base, and to be honest, it's like fans and haters, and just there's that the whole mix of what makes Shador kind of interesting guy. You're looking at this from the outside going, how is this being labeled as a quarterback competition? And furthermore, a couple things. When you have a locker room full of guys and you are projected to win 5 games, right? Your win total is like 5.5. And, you know, guys can say, oh, I don't read anything, or I don't check anything. And I'm obviously they're not placing bets, hopefully. But they understand about where they are. You could have the Super Bowl champion in your division. And a lot of people believe the Ravens could and will finally break through this year. So you're desperate. You're down and out. You don't have a ton to play for outside of your own contract, yourself, whatever your motivation is. Then you see a guy who, when the lights come on and when the lights are bright, he's a gamer. Shouldn't that be rewarded in some way? What's the message to the rest of the team when you're seeing a guy who actually is producing? That was the preseason game, like the most perfect, you know, this was not being sent to Canton. I get that. But a guy appointed himself well in a big spot, and that's not getting, like, air quotes, rewarded because the depth chart hasn't changed, and Shador can't beat or can't leapfrog two guys who can't move. Like, what does that send? How does that send the message to the rest of the locker room about what the Browns value?
I'll preface this by saying I'm in full agreement with you, but let me play devil's advocate
here.
Sure. There is a perception about Shador that he's brash, he's arrogant. You know, I think it's ridiculous when people say he's not willing to put in the work. Is this maybe Cleveland testing Shador, where they look at it and they go, yeah, you probably should be the second string quarterback.
Yeah.
You obviously were on the field. You lit it up. But we're going to sit here on August 12th or August 11th, which was yesterday, and still put you at 4 to see how you react to it.
Right.
That's something that did cross my mind yesterday. Or even though it sounds like the two of us are freaking out about this, that was one point where I go, maybe that's what they're doing. That's the only justification I have.
Okay, well, I get that. You want to test your guys and make sure they actually who you thought. Well, that's what the pre-draft process is also for, right? You do your due diligence. You think you get to get know a guy's character a little bit, and it was enough for them to select him. So clearly, they were okay with whatever Shador was bringing to the table. You know, in the draft process, there were a lot of stories out there, a lot of them coming from New York and from the Giants about how he was not good in the meeting room and felt a little too cool for school and all of that stuff. Well, you got to be comfortable with his character. So how many tests does he have to pass before you trust what your scouts and what your scouting department told you leading up to the draft?
But let's be real. The scouts didn't want him in Cleveland. The coach didn't want him in Cleveland. And the GM didn't want him in Cleveland. Well, that's why
right.
I think
you might be right.
The three biggest voices here, Jimmy Haslam obviously is number one.
Yeah, the owner.
And eventually he'll issue an edict to play Shador when the Browns stink because they're going to suck this year.
Right.
And then the other two biggest voices, Myles Garrett and Jerry Jeudy. And you talk about in the locker room, I've seen Jerry Jeudy say Shador's going to be special. I've seen Myles Garrett and Shador Sanders on the sideline in that preseason game, like playing around, having fun. If Myles Garrett and Jerry Jeudy, who probably have the most clout, Jerry Jeudy on offense and then Myles Garrett on defense for the Cleveland Browns, if they start using their platform or just doing it behind the scenes, hey, we got to play Shador, that may force the hand of Kevin Stefanski, who is a two-time Coach of the Year award winner,
yeah,
but he is on the hot seat And if you lose the locker room, you'll lose your job.
Yeah, I mean, he's facing all of that. I wonder for guys like Garrett, maybe Judy, do they actually just want to go with Flacco? You know, like veteran guys maybe want to go with veteran guys. No doubt. Can I just bring up one other thing? Because you brought up Stefanski. We're talking about Shedeur Sanders, who looked good in a preseason game on Friday night. Depth chart comes out Monday. No change. He's fourth. He's still buried. Not getting first team reps. Got a few more reps yesterday in practice. And now we're tracking Browns practices like it's like, you know, we're tracking Santa Claus's sleigh over the, you know, going over the country. But here's the other thing.
Santa Claus's sleigh. Hold on. Is that what Myles Garrett and Shedeur Sanders are doing in the middle of the night with how fast they're driving? Just wondering.
Good God. I
100
mean,
miles an hour for
Myles
for
Garrett.
Garrett
gets pulled over again after the preseason game for driving fast.
He's in lockstep with Shedeur Sanders.
Guys,
two of them.
Whatever it is, it can wait. But the other part, too, about this is, and this is where you're right to mention the owner meddling and all of that with the Browns. The coaches, to me, don't get the benefit of the doubt. And I know Stefanski is the two-time Coach of the Year. How he has half as many Coach of the Year awards as Bill Belichick, I think maybe there's something wrong with the award. You know, other guys who have won it, Matt Nagy, Brian Daboll. Yeah. A lot of times the voters actually like the newest person. They don't like like Mike Tomlin doesn't win this award every year, even though he probably should. Reid doesn't win the award. He probably should.
Two things. Fatigue. We see that all the time with these awards. Like LeBron James, I don't want to make this a whole LeBron James show, but he should have more MVPs than what he actually has.
Yeah.
And then also, I do think how you treat the media, which it shouldn't go this way, does play a factor in it.
Yeah, but like, is Stefanski that good with the media? He doesn't give him jack.
Yeah, but he's like, who hates Kevin Stefanski?
Well, people in Cleveland.
People hate Bill Belichick.
If he botches this, well, that's true.
He's going to read the MRI.
But here's what I'm trying to get at. I don't think the fans trust Stefanski because you held your nose with Deshaun Watson and you gave it a chance. And I know injuries really are the reason why Deshaun's not the starting quarterback for the Browns. But he didn't look great anyway. And the fans wanted him out anyway. So I think that there's just this sort of like, not Kevin Stefanski is going to go down in history as one of the great Browns coaches. I think it's like, all right, and you know what's going to happen. He's going to get fired and they're going to bring in a new guy and they're going to sell us on this guy. And it's going to be that same revolving door of BS
probably
that the Browns fans have come to just accept as part of their life.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to really criticize Kevin Stefanski because 2 years ago when Joe Flacco came off the couch, they were in the postseason. He showed you his coaching worth then. This organization made a massive gamble on Deshaun Watson and it blew up in their face. So this guy has basically never had a consistent quarterback, and he's made the playoffs two times in Cleveland. So I think he's a good coach, but what you do in this league, it doesn't last long. And if the Browns have 4 or 5 wins this year, the only thing that may save Kevin Stefanski's job is that the owner likes Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and if they just listen, they'll be back next year because I think this organization, players don't tank, coaches don't tank, but front office executives and owners do.
Yeah.
And it feels as if they're punting on this season to set themselves up for next year with already having 2 first round draft picks.
Yeah, maybe they told you exactly what was going to go on that first night of the draft when they make the trade with Jacksonville. But again,
which is even more reason why they should give Shedeur a long leash this year and see if he could be the guy that a lot of us thought that he was going to be 2 weeks before the draft when almost everybody had him as a first-round pick.
How badly are the Browns botching this situation, or do you like it? Do you like the fact that they're going to tell you from their side of it, to be fair to the Browns, this is the plan. It's always been the plan. We're bringing him along slowly. This is ultimately going to be in his best interest. We're not giving him too much, and we're not, you know, putting all these expectations on him when, you know, he's not going to see the field at first. Maybe you like it. Maybe you like what the Browns are doing. Maybe it's the more prudent thing, but the messaging's off. It's weird. It sends a weird message to the locker room, I think, that you can work hard and you can be a gamer when the lights are brightest and it doesn't mean diddly.
Just give me a yes or no here.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco, will he start week one?
Yes.
Will Kenny Pickett be on the roster come week one?
See, that's the one I'm wrestling with. My gut instinct is no.
I would agree. So then,
but Gabriel's got to get a little healthier.
So off of that, let's say Dylan Gabriel gets healthy.
Yeah.
Who is then listed as, if Kenny Pickett is traded to New Orleans or they just release him and they go, All right, Joe Flacco won the job. Who's quarterback two for the Browns?
I actually think it's going to be Gabriel. I think they have this love of Gabriel, or they're in love with their depth chart, and it's just going to take heaven and earth to move it.
And I would love to do a contrived radio bit here and just disagree with you and yell at you. But I think you're right, and that shows why this is a fugazi quarterback competition.
Yeah, it's not real. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You want to weigh in on Shador Sanders? I know a lot of people bringing out a lot of I told you so's. We're right there with you. This was never a real quarterback competition.
But we're overreacting after one game. That's what I saw a lot in the comments yesterday. Yeah. We're overreacting.
Yeah, I know. Heaven forbid.
I thought we were being fair.
I mean, heaven forbid we give the Browns a little hope.
You'll know when I overreact, trust me.
You'll call it, like a siren goes off. Yeah. Okay, coming up, we have the insiders, those guys and gals, the insiders in the NFL are telling us that things are further apart with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys than they've ever been. And a Cowboys legend has now weighed in on Jerry Jones. So we've got all of that for you. We've got 49ers updates for you. And so much to do, including an AP poll that came out yesterday that's ranking the top 25 college football programs in the country. And they got so much wrong. How are you this wrong? It's a preseason poll. It's all right there on paper. How do you get the paper poll wrong?
I don't really understand what you're saying.
Yeah. It's not even about Penn State. Whatever. They're fine. They're near the top.
One of those other fake schools that Manny roots for. One of those fake allegiances that he has.
I don't understand how these voters get this that wrong. Anyway, we'll get to that. 888.
You know, Arizona State last year was last in the Big 12. They were picked last in the Big 12.
And now they're not doing a media poll, which I get.
Mm-hmm. Eh. But I think it's all fun.
No, there are two, and I could stretch and say three schools that are not even in the top 25 that I guarantee you will end the season in the top 25.
Ooh, okay.
How about that? 888-710-4ISN.
They could have you vote. You know, I'm going to use this platform here for a second.
Yes.
We have Maggie freaking Gray right here to my right. The Associated Press. And she is a respected talk show host and journalist. I'm not respected. All right? Give her an AP vote, because the people that you have voting for this AP poll right now are embarrassing. They're a bunch of losers, and they're embarrassing. Give Maggie a vote, for crying out loud.
I'm shocked that I am an idiot. I'm shocked I don't have a Heisman vote, to be honest.
Well, I do.
I want one.
Well,
I'd eat the yellow snow.
Okay. You want to Venmo me? Just be careful on the captions.
Who keeps their Venmo public? Hey, okay, we got too much on the plate. We'll get to all of it. Meanwhile, Shador Sanders not moving on the depth chart. What do you got to do around here to, you know, be third? He's fourth on the depth chart right now. We will get into the Cowboys as well. Maggie and Perloff Show, Zach Gelb in for Pearl today.
Rah, 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 football.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to just see if I can get out of it, though.
Bro, you're a good kid. I don't want to have to hurt you, bro. We're going to need you, bro.
You're listening to Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Zach Elbin for Perloff today. Welcome back to the show. That was Myles Garrett and Shedeur Sanders messing around. Shedeur saying, I want to know what it's like to, you know, go against you. He goes, I don't want to hurt you. We're going to need you. Now, is that just something you say? It turned out to be like a prophetic because they did need Shedeur to start the first preseason game because besides Snoop Huntley, and if unless you want to throw out 41-year-old Joe Flacco, there was no one to start the game.
I think they were talking about potentially drag racing in the middle of the
night. Oh, God.
That's what I think they were talking about.
Why can't everyone slow down?
100 miles per hour?
It's a lot.
That's a lot in a 60.
Well, I think also the car. So Myles Garrett got cited for a speeding ticket going 100 miles an hour after the first preseason game. Shedeur Sanders got 2 speeding tickets earlier this training camp. I think the cars they're driving, I think you tap on the gas. I'm not making excuses. I think these cars are so fancy, you tap on the gas and you're going 80.
Maggie Motorsports. I heard it's in the running right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm really a car gal. Jason is in Louisville, doesn't see what's so special about Shedeur Sanders. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. So for like a year and a half, right, we've been told how great this kid is, kind of, right? Like that's been the talk kind of almost since he got to Colorado, maybe even a little bit before. When you go, and I realize that highlights are, you know, not necessarily the whole story. They're not even close, really. But when you watch his highlights, a lot of them are really just great catches by Travis Hunter. And that's kind of an issue. Do I think he's good? Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. he wouldn't be there if he wasn't good enough to be there. Do I think he's special? No, I don't know. I mean, when I look at next year's quarterback class, I mean, is he better than Lenoris Sellers? Not that I think Lenoris Sellers is great, but is he necessarily better than him? Like, next year there might be 5 quarterbacks that go into the draft that are already better than Shedeur Sanders. Right. Doesn't mean he's not good. Doesn't mean he can't make it.
Well, Jason, can I just bring one thing up, right? I kind of see this a little bit like people who apply to college. Right? Does it matter really if you go to Harvard or if you go to junior college? Doesn't it matter what happens when you get there? You know, the bottom line is that the Browns did take Shedeur Sanders. It may have been later than we all thought, but he's there now. And then because of opportunities or people getting hurt, he had an opportunity to get on the field. And he played against some of the Panthers' starters on defense. And he looked pretty good. He looked like if he had been a first or a second round pick, I think it would have we wouldn't have batted an eyelash. So to me, is it about the hype at this point, or is it about what we are actually watching on the field?
I'll also push back to Jason, who just said, "Hey, the only thing that he really saw was Shedeur get a lot of great receptions from Travis Hunter."
Yeah,
that offensive line was trash for the last 2 years. He was running around. Sometimes he held onto the ball way too long. I get it. But he was running around for his life, and he was turning garbage into gold a lot. But to the point that Jason, I do agree with, I do think he's good. I don't think most people have been saying he's great. And there's a great separation between good and great. And is Lenoris Sellers better than Shedeur? He may have a higher ceiling, but I haven't seen it enough consistently yet from Lenoris Sellers, where Shedeur, for 3 seasons, if you factor in Jackson State 2, maybe even 4, he has been consistently good on whatever level or whatever stop he's been.
888-710-4ISN. Quickly, let's hit the Cowboy quickie, Manny. You know that music? 13th time to check in on the Cowboys. So here's Adam Schefter yesterday, Pat McAfee show. Give an update on the Michael Parsons Cowboys contract. And, you know, we think, oh, we still have a month for the season. Well, we're kind of getting down here. It's early Labor Day, guys. Here, Schefter says there have been no talks between Parsons and the Cowboys since the trade request a couple weeks ago.
Micah, I think it's unbelievable that that statement came out about 10 days ago. And since that statement came out, there have been zero contract talks between the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons.
Okay, so what changed? Well, it looks like the trade request didn't go over so well in the building.
You would think that something like that would trigger some conversation to get everybody, all sides, in one room to try to get a deal done. And in fact, it feels like it's done the opposite. It feels like Micah is disappointed and bothered by the way the Cowboys have done their business. It feels like the Cowboys are bothered and disappointed that Micah would make his feelings known like that, ask for a trade.
Okay, more from Schefter acknowledging the Cowboys don't know if Parsons will be there week one.
Jerry Jones himself has said that he doesn't know and might not expect Micah to play in that opening game against the Eagles. And so now they're making no progress. They're not talking about a new deal. And unless things change, you have to wonder where this is going.
Okay, last one for you from Schefter. Says the Cowboys have said they don't want to trade him, but obviously now big questions because they're not talking.
The Cowboys have said
Jay-Z
they're
never
not,
called me back.
They're not interested in trading him. They're not. That's what they say. But at some point in time, if you're not going to sign the guy, then you're going to move the guy. There's two choices: sign him or trade him. And right now, they're not talking contract.
My dog.
And that is your Cowboy Quickie. So a lot there from Schefter. Mm-hmm. You know, both sides kind of being in their feelings, Zach. I think we can get past that once they actually get to the table. But the question is just who's going to blink first, because it's a you-know-what measuring contest right now. And Cowboys fans have to be like, well, you're playing in the season opener. It's a Thursday night. You don't have as much time as you may think you have.
Here's my prediction. And I may have to push it till next year. After how this played publicly. But when this was pretty much a private manner and we just didn't know what was going to happen before the trade request, I said opening night, Jerry Jones going to come to an agreement with Micah Parsons to steal the Eagles' thunder when they're dropping a new banner and they just so happen to play the Cowboys. And two instances before where I've seen kind of the Cowboys do that, wild card weekend a few years ago, Eagles and Seahawks, and Jerry Jones announces, oh, yeah, Jason Garrett isn't going to be back as the football coach. Last year at Dak Prescott, I was doing Sunday morning football on the network, and it was week one, first NFL Sunday, and they dropped the Dak stuff. So I thought for a while that that was going to be the target date, and this is how Jerry kind of operates his organization. He wants the drama. But the one part where now I have skepticism on that is just the blatant disrespect that Jerry has for Micah's agent.
Right.
And this isn't, you know, Ace Bailey's agent. This is a highly reputable,
that was a pull.
Respected agent in David Malgaleta, or ever how you say the guy's last name. And Jerry's treating this guy as if he's not a certified agent, which is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, but to be honest, the agent is the last person who should be in their feelings. Because that's what the agent's for. You can't get tied up in an ego thing if Jerry's saying, I don't know who you are. You've got to do what's best for your client and leave it at that.
But Jerry won't talk to the agent.
Right, well.
And Jerry goes, oh, I had a handshake agreement. What is this, 1963? Like, if I tell Manny, for example, hey, Manny, we have a handshake agreement. I'm going to give you $1,000 after the show.
Okay.
There's nothing that keeps me. There's nothing that keeps me from actually giving Manny the $1,000. Yeah, I shake your hand. Ready? Good. $1,000. And I'm going to be Micah Parsons. What's a handshake agreement?
Come on,
in this
Zach.
Year?
A handshake and looking a man in the eye used to mean something in this country.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Gosh, darn it. It's a mess. And the funny thing about you're saying if Jerry's kind of orchestrating this to steal some of the Eagles' like shine from opening night, team's a 7-point underdog. I mean, come on.
But it's not beneath them to do that.
No, but you're going to go out there and get slaughtered. I mean, I took the points, but that's just me being a silly optimist.
But he's an antiquated human being. And when you're an antiquated human being, you live in the world of, we need to be the main talking point on the pregame show. And the way you do that is you have either Micah Parsons have a pending contract issue, or you give the answer to the question that everyone is wondering on opening night: is he going to get the contract extension?
Sure. So I don't know his name.
So he's not going to practice then for another 2.5 weeks and go out there and tear an ACL. Phenomenal.
And also remember, Dak Prescott, like, the Cowboys will be comfortable here waiting until next year, franchise tagging him and going through all this once again. I would be fascinated. I wonder if this GM called Jerry. What about Les Snead? I saw the Aaron Donald comment where Aaron Donald said he would come out of retirement if Micah Parsons, or at least think about it, if Micah Parsons got traded to the Rams. If I'm the Rams, I'm saying F those picks once again, and I'm offering 2 first-round picks for Micah Parsons. That means I get Micah Parsons with Fisk, with Verse, with Turner, with Young, and you get Aaron Donald back. Oh my, that'd be the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I'm kind of old school in this way. I don't like it when you make trades on teams you could see in the playoffs in your own conference.
Are you kidding me?
But I understand that's kind of me being stuck in my ways. Like, you're gonna,
it's not the Eagles or the Commanders, at least.
Fine.
It's not, I mean, in your division.
Yeah, but still, like, this is a team in theory you're competing. Excuse me, you're competing with. Did it again. What? Did it again. Oh, man. Okay, so...
What, the cough? Yeah. That wasn't that bad.
No, Manny always is off.
Yeah, oh,
excuse
my
me.
God.
That was...
You need to see a doctor.
Get the puke up.
That was the day after the... That was the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's labeled February 10th.
So I was sick.
Oof. That was a rough day.
Excuse me.
Maggie sat next to me at dinner at the Super Bowl, then she became ill the next day. I'll take blame for it, all right?
Zach, who knows what you're carrying? Let's get to Bogish. He's got the latest headlines. Hey, Bogus.
Good morning. Those headlines sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
You just openly drank alcohol.
Uh-huh. Wow. Let's see how they pin this one on ePay. Shohei Ohtani and his agent, Nez Bolello, are being sued over a $240 million real estate development in Hawaii. The investor and the broker say Ohtani was only hired for promotional purposes, but then he and Bolello tried to use their influence to get the two men off the project.
I'm sorry, what's that dollar amount?
$240 million real estate development.
And they're being sued for how much? You're not sure?
Not sure.
Okay.
That's like nothing to Ohtani, though, right?
What, $240 million? No, that will turn your head.
I don't believe that they're requesting.
The deal. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, that is how
being a little sarcastic.
I was like, wait a minute, what? That's a lot of Ichiban to sell. That's crazy.
A lot of FanDuel bets, too.
Oh, man, he had to go there.
I heard it was DraftKings, actually. Mm-hmm.
Manny's favorite question, by the way, is what was he's always asking what the actual betting, you know, source is when it comes to these betting stories, right? Manny was like, oh, is it FanDuel? Is it DraftKings?
Who is raising the red flags on this?
He wants to know the question about who's raising the red flags.
Well, the eBay one we know because it wasn't FanDuel or DraftKings because that's illegal in California. The bookie got busted and turned on everybody.
So mm-hmm. I still have many questions as to who's raising these red flags.
Well, we know this one. This one, he sang like a canary. That one we know. But I'll give you it on the other guys, the Malik Beasleys and those other dudes. Mm.
Manny's just trying to find an angle where he could take away from the Dodgers beating his Yankees in the World Series.
That happened so long ago.
And Yankees put an asterisk on it.
It was the most recent World Series. Yeah. Well, that's not wrong. Well,
my question was eBay involved in any way in this promotional stuff? Because that's not good.
Can you just pretend like Manny's not here for a second? Can we just have a conversation?
Yeah, sure.
His sports pain and the way that he broadcast his sports pain.
Yeah.
I find it highly entertaining.
Yeah, he's a madman.
But I also think he needs help a little bit.
Let's go, Knicks!
Don't we all?
No.
Some more than others, Manny.
Like, Maggie, yes. Your Buffalo Bills lose a playoff game to the Chiefs every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And you freak out, and it's great content. But I'm not concerned about...
Great content. It's my mental health. Like, I'm paying $200 an hour for that.
She gets it.
But here's the thing. Like, I'm not concerned about Maggie Gray than the mother. I know you're going to be a great mother.
Oh,
like,
you should be. Yeah, the treadmill days. Videos.
Luckily, these are all primetime games of my kids asleep.
But I'm made to be the babysitter.
I am legitimately concerned about Manny and his mental health when it comes to these sports teams.
Go to hell, Kansas City.
Way too personally.
That's about par for the course. We'll let you know if there's a problem.
Thank you, Margarita.
Back to you, Bo.
The Ohtani lawsuit, by the way, broke while Ohtani was swinging in Anaheim.
High and deep to right field. Back at the wall. Campero watches it fly. Shohei Ohtani's 100th career home run in the Big A. His 42nd of the season. He has gone deep in three straight games. And that spoils the shutout bid for the Angels.
Steven Nelson, Dodgers radio, Ohtani's latest long ball starting a four-run eighth, but the Dodgers came up short, losing at the Angels 7-4. The Padres 4-1 winners in San Francisco, so they're now a game behind the Dodgers in the NL West. The Brewers getting a half game on the idle Cubs with a 7-1 decision over the Pirates. Their lead is now 6.5 games in the Central. The win streak up to 10 for Milwaukee.
Just a bit outside.
Maggie suggested he was a hypocrite last week. Cam Hayward apparently doesn't care, continuing his campaign for a new contract in Pittsburgh months after criticizing Aaron Rodgers' prolonged negotiations with the team.
I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of on and off the field. And so it's hard for me to, you know, have enough after the year I've had to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at.
Hayward is coming off an all-pro season. He is currently 23rd among interior D linemen with an annual average value of $14.5 million. He did not rule out taking this hold-in into the regular season.
I mean, he's 36.
You know what? It's a great point that you bring up with him being a hypocrite. And, yeah. I'm a big Cam Hayward fan because my late grandfather back in the day did the surgery in New Jersey on Ironhead Hayward. And once told that to Cam, and you know, we had like a little moment and all that stuff talking about his dad. But when you're saying, what, a month ago, you either want to be here or you don't.
In or out.
And now you're bitching about your own contract.
And now we might miss the opener?
Yeah.
I don't know. Come on, Cam.
Pittsburgh has become just like every other organization.
Oh, yeah.
They like the way the...
Yes and no.
The dissension of what the Steeler way used to be to what they are now.
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
They are unrecognizable. They don't know how to take care of their vets. Their vets don't know how to be leaders. They're throwing victory parades for Aaron Rodgers at McAfee. They might as well be the Jets or the Cardinals or any other organization, except that they can. Oh, we have a winning record. That's what we're about. I mean,
they have 6 Super Bowl rings. So
that's ancient history, Zach. But I'm talking about in this decade. I'm talking about in any recent memory. They're not even relevant when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You're not wrong in terms of the Steelers' standard has fallen. But with that being said, as someone that has 6 championships, I know none of you can
relate. When do you leave again?
Wait, but hold on.
Am I as insufferable in that seat? Is it the seat?
The tackles you were making out there, Zach, too. You were really laying it all on the line.
My grandpa did this. I won that. I saw this guy one time. But I ate in that restaurant. We get it.
It puts you in a penthouse, and you kind of feel numb. You feel numb, you know, that the Patriots stink for 3 years. It doesn't really impact me. Like, I watch the games. Yeah, it sucks that they suck, but how can I actually get upset when I've won all those championships?
Well, you won a Super Bowl in 2019, didn't you? 2018, 19, whatever. That season when you beat the Rams. They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
Not well aware, and I agree that the standard has fallen, but there's still going to be people in that fan base that go, they're still good. They're just not great. How could I be legitimately annoyed?
But you know what the problem is? That's how you become the Dallas Cowboys. This kind of behavior, this kind of mindset. Like,
but you said the Jets and the Cardinals. They'll never be the Jets or the Cardinals.
No, but this is clownery.
The Jets go play football for 200 more years. They won't have 6 Super Bowls.
Right, but a 36-year-old is talking about, I'm going to sit out week one. And you're throwing victory praise for Aaron Rodgers. That sounds like the Jets. Trust me, I know.
They did have Le'Veon Bell miss an entire season. So things were not always perfect there.
And they had Antonio Clown, too.
Right. I mean, they've had issues before.
But
I'm sure Big Ben huffed and puffed about stuff at one point. And I'm not saying they're not different now.
Some other serious stuff with Big Ben.
Well, right. But I'm talking about just football stuff.
But it feels like they're not able to overcome this the way they used to. Like, they used to be able to be honest, I would argue with Le'Veon and Antonio Brown, that was the beginning.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah, and that's a while ago now. Now we're kind of in a perpetual, which wide receiver is upset today? Which defensive player wants a contract?
But they still consistently, I can't believe I'm defending the Steelers. It makes me sick.
We do not care.
But they still consistently make the playoffs.
Right.
There's a lot of teams that would still love to be the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Yeah, but that's what gets the Steeler fans like upset, because that's not the standard that Mike Tomlin keeps talking about.
You're damn right it does. Yeah.
You put yourself like in this, the standard is the standard. It's like, well, what happened to the standard? The standard's not, you know, it's making falling. The playoffs by the skin of your teeth and then losing badly in the first round. Anyway, Bogish, thank you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are the Steelers now just like everyone else? Is there any prestige, mystique, whatever you want to say, aura about the Steelers? Okay, coming up, you're welcome to weigh in on both Shedeur Sanders and the Cowboys, with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys, according to Schefter, farther apart on a contract than they've been at any point this offseason. And a big question about the San Francisco 49ers before we get to the AP poll. Lots to do. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday. Maggie and Perloff Show with Zach Gelb.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Welcome back to the show. Maggie Gray, Zach Gelbin for Pearl. Let's get to the 49ers, shall we? Because yesterday, Kyle Shanahan was talking to the media. Manny, I'll hear cut one, please. Updating the status of injured wide receiver Brandon Ayuk.
I kind of view all those guys around the same time, whether it's Mustafa, whether it's Rourke, or whether it's Brandon. They're all at different stages, but where they're at, I always see them around week six, which means that could be week 10, means it could be week five, but that's the area where I start thinking about it, which is a long ways away. I know it's not week one or anything like that, and so it's something I'm not really thinking about too much.
Okay, so if it is week six, I know Kyle Shanahan there just said week 10, it could be week whatever. Week six puts you in mid-October. October 12th, that'd be Sunday at Tampa Bay, then they're home for Atlanta at Houston at the New York Giants before they face the Rams. I think we kind of, I know EJ and I look at this very differently, Zach. I'm curious your take on the 49ers. They have a lot of injuries, but right now none have been like season ending, knock on wood for them. You know, this doesn't feel like last season where everything that could go wrong did go wrong, both on the field and off the field. To me, this is like you're getting back key pieces still in October with an easy schedule. There's plenty of time for the 49ers to be a factor, and I expect them to be a factor, whereas I know EJ sees this, not to put words in your mouth, but EJ sees this as like, here we go again with the 49ers injuries piling up. Do you see them as a sneaky sleeper, or not even sneaky, or do you see them as another snake-bitten year?
I think they're going to win at least 10 games this year, and I look at the schedule. I think the schedule is easy-peasy, but there's a ton of pressure on Brock Purdy. And I know that we all define pressure in different ways. Some people may say, well, he has all that money coming in, so who cares if he stinks? But with the uncertainty of the health and also the pieces that they lost this offseason, I need Brock Purdy to now be somewhat worth the money that they're actually paying him. And you look at the way that the schedule draws, if he can't win 10 games, then the 49ers' aura, their luster that they've had in this run would be over if they missed the playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
Wow, interesting. So it's the wide receiver, you know, depth that's really taken a hit. So Ayuk's obviously going to be out for a while. Juwan Jennings, which we thought was a holdout, is a calf strain. They're saying it's kind of both, like it's a calf situation.
And he
wants his contract.
My back hurts, by the way.
Jordan Watkins was hurt yesterday, but obviously he's like a rookie, so I don't know how much you're really expecting from him anyway. And then DeMarcus Robinson is waiting to see how the NFL is going to handle his appeal stemming from a DUI.
We should utilize this, by the way, at the end of the year when all of our contracts are up. Oh, my jaw hurts. I don't know if I can make it in today,
my
Dave.
Vocal cords, I don't think they play that around here. But here's the other part where I'm looking at all the red on the 49ers depth chart. Red means injury. But you know who's not injured? Trent Williams is not injured. George Kittle is not injured. Christian McCaffrey's not injured. Brock Purdy's not injured. So to me, no excuses here from the offense. Like, you have Ricky Pearsall. He's a whole year removed from, you know, being shot and thankfully recovering from that. And, you know, this is where you use McCaffrey a lot in the passing game. And Kittle is one of the great pass-catching tight ends maybe ever. I don't know, EJ, why do you feel like this is doom and gloom here for the 49ers?
Because you mentioned the guys that are healthy, and those are the old guys that are normally getting hurt, right? Maybe we want to take Kittle out of there, but McCaffrey, Trent Williams, like, these are guys I'm usually expecting to hear some kind of issue by week 4 or week 6 or week 8. And those are the guys that are healthy right now. And I don't know. I just think that there's a
time. You think they will get hurt?
I just think I'm one of those folks that when you look at old age and you look at injury history, mm-hmm. you can't then pretend when they get hurt, oh, we couldn't have seen this coming. Like, one of the reasons why I was not on the Niners bandwagon last year was because I feel like they ran all out of their opportunities to get to that next level. They kept getting up to the mountaintop and falling short, and eventually that's going to come back to bite you, playing all those extra games, relying on these old veterans. They're in a weird situation now where they're trying to thread a needle of still having these veteran guys, but then trying to usher in a young, new group, and that comes with growing pains. And I agree with Zach. A lot of this is going to be on Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's going to play like an MVP candidate like he was 2 years ago, then yes, I think they can get in that 10-11 win range. But if there's any kind of setback or if there's any issue where he has to carry the team the way he did last season, that's where I wonder if you're looking at a Niners team that will once again fall short of their expectations.
The back end of this schedule from about Thanksgiving and on, at Arizona, the Panthers, at Cleveland, a really late bye week, Tennessee, at Indy, Chicago, and Seattle. So if you weather the storm early, this schedule in the second half of the season, they could go on one of those runs that we've seen the Niners go on where they're really hot in November and December leading into January.
Yeah, I guess like I kind of think it could end up working out a little bit in their favor. Listen, if McCaffrey and Kittle are going to get hurt, and you're right.
You're screwed.
Well, and you're right that you can't say, well, we didn't see this coming. But I got to be honest, I kind of heard people say this about Buffalo last year. It's like, oh, you got rid of all these veterans and you're going to be relying on young guys. And they had the division wrapped up by Thanksgiving. Now, very, very different. You actually put everything on Josh Allen, the quarterback. You can't really do that with Purdy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not like the cupboard's going to be bare, I don't think, at all times. Like last year where all of a sudden it was like he's just got nobody. You're down to, you know, fourth string running backs and stuff like that.
And you look at the rest of the division. The Rams, I think, are going to be really good, but there's questions about Stafford's health right now, and we'll see how crazy that is in a month from now. And the Cardinals and the Seahawks, you know, they're playing really for third place.
Yeah, not
you know,
sure.
If either goes 9-8, would I be shocked? No, but am I thinking either of those teams win 10 games? So they're not bad teams, but I'm looking at it, and I don't see outside of the Rams really legit competition for the 49ers in this division.
Quickly, Rich, you got about 20 seconds, man. What do you think about the 49ers?
Well, everybody makes a big deal about the easy schedule. I simply might remind you that there's a whole bunch of brand new faces over there that are going to have to get integrated into that defensive setup. In fact, I believe the offensive line is the only unit that's intact.
Right.
So I'm not necessarily buying that they're a sleeper. It's going to take a while for that stuff to gel. And, you know, meanwhile, they're playing NFL teams, all of which are capable of beating each other on any given Sunday. Pun not intended.
Yeah, Rich, I get it. But, you know, the one thing about the defense, and thank you so much for the call, still got Fred Warner in the middle, and he's looking really good, healthy. Nick Bosa, same. Whatever was going on with Bosa earlier in camp, he's fine now. Everything's worked out. And you got Robert Saleh coming back, who was a disaster as a head coach. But
he's
a defensive coordinator, the guy's going to work in the NFL for 25 years. He's going to coach forever. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, lots more to do, including we're going to tackle the quarterback carousel and who are the true blue bloods of college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.